The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. We've got a couple guests on today. Sean Callahan, as always, 625. Jeff Patricus, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, giving us a little scoop on the Wisconsin Badgers, Sip.
That's awesome.
They are the heavy favorites per the media and the coaches, I suppose, in the West.
Are they the heavy
favorite? Heavy favorite. Now, the poll yesterday would indicate maybe not so much.
Right.
They're ranked 20th in the coaches' poll.
Thank you for walking that back.
Iowa is 26th, yeah. Not ranked, but the first receiving vote.
Yeah, hey.
Do you remember the media poll, though? It was like they had way more votes than Iowa did. You know what I'm talking about?
I guess,
the Big Ten poll?
Yeah.
They were heavy favorites in the West.
Heavy favorites. Well, we can ask Patricus that question.
I'm going to say, do you feel like they should be heavy favorites, Jeff?
No. You ask him this.
I'm going to.
No, you ask him this.
Yeah.
Say, are they the heavy favorites? I think he'll say, I don't think so. It's a wide open West.
We'll see how I phrase the question. It'll be on those lines.
This is a team that lost 8 starters on defense, Wisconsin.
Exactly. They gave up 2.1 yards rushing.
They lost 8 starters.
On a defense.
Right.
That only allowed 2.1 yards per rush.
I think they'll still be good on defense.
You know,
is a team with, who's their starting quarterback?
Graham Mertz.
What do you think of Graham?
He sucks. Do you realize for 1 second that you did surprise me the other day? I was shocked. I don't get shocked very often. You know that. I didn't know that there was that low of yards per carry against Wisconsin. Yeah. I was surprised. You know, I don't get surprised very often.
2.1.
You got me on that one.
They allowed 2.1. Now they lost. Okay, Wisconsin lost 2.1 yards per carry last year. They lost Leo Chanel.
That's a big loss.
Third round pick of the Chiefs and Jack Sanborn.
Another stud.
Yeah, wasn't drafted. But, yeah, stud, and got picked up by the Bears. I don't know if he's still with the Bears, but he was picked up by the Bears, free agent. They have Keanu Benton. Do you know that name? He was a second-team All-Big Ten.
I should know that name, then.
Why do I know all this?
Well,
second-team big – he's a second-team All-Big Ten defensive lineman. He's a stud. They feel really good about their outside linebackers, Nick Herbig. You know that name, right?
What do they ever have bad linebacker play at all? Even with
we did
this same song and dance with Wisconsin a couple years ago. Oh, we lost 9 guys on defense. I said it doesn't matter. Wisconsin's always good defensively.
They are not the heavy favorite in the West. They are not.
That poll that had Nebraska 5th in the West, and it put like the number of votes of first place.
Yeah, we can
votes,
revisit that.
Had Wisconsin with like 30 some compared to Iowa's like 6.
Is that right?
So that's why
I think
you're
right.
Favorite,
yeah. Okay. Well, all right. That makes sense. I did study with, Northwestern last night.
How did you fall asleep on that one or not?
No, I mean, they're a little scary because what the deal is. It's really simple. They have two good running backs and two, you know, they have Skoronski on the left side.
Yes.
As a great offensive tackle. They have a good offensive tackle on the right side.
This will be a good early test for O'Shawn Mathis and Garrett Nelson how good is this pass rush this year.
Yeah, I don't know why you're lapsing into that weird radio voice.
Well, you got to do it once in a while. You
gotta
do it.
I
just got to keep you on your toes.
But Northwestern averaged 16.6 points per game.
That's putrid.
Year.
That's terrible. Oh, I can't deny that's horrible. That's absolutely terrible.
16.6
in today's college football.
Right.
Yeah.
And they were bad.
This isn't 1950.
They were really bad on defense.
This isn't 1950. This is 2021 last year.
Yeah, they were really bad on defense. Obviously, they were 119th nationally in rush defense. So we keep talking about, oh man. Well, I keep talking about it. Oh man, they're going to run at Nebraska. Northwestern's going to load up and run, which they are. They will. They got Cam Porter coming off of an ACL and a guy that I think they have a 1,000-yard rusher from last year. So they are going to run. But you know what? If you're a Northwestern fan, aren't you going, yeah, we were 119th nationally in rush defense last year. I suppose you guys are going to run too, right? And you scored 56 against us. What are you worried about? So I don't know. They don't have. You know what they did, Jake? You know what they did? I mean, the conversation's all over the world. I mean, they tried to fortify their defense. They're going to play three grad transfers in the interior line. Sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
And a middle linebacker transfer from Pitt, Wendell Davis Jr.
Speaking of transfers on the defensive line, Devin Drew is officially in Lincoln.
Yes.
He's here.
I think he'll be at practice today.
That's good.
And so will I, which means I got to leave the show a little early.
But,
you
going to watch today or not?
Yes.
Oh, that's
why.
Important.
Yeah. So, Devin Drew in town, and I think he's clear. I mean, he's cleared to practice, so I think that begins today. Now, we'll see how he's dressed out. I don't know if he can go into pads right away. You know, there's an acclimation period for players, but he'll be there. He'll be there. Devin Drew.
Well, that's good. That's good news. For those who are getting concerned or biting their nails about, ooh, is Devin Drew going to get here? He's here. So, again, you're going to see maybe if he's there, what kind of shape he's in, if he looks like he's ready to go.
I hate to do that.
But you have to.
Yeah,
it's important.
Yeah.
Is he going to play right away? Is he going to have to sit out a week or two to get ready for conditioning? Hey, by the way, you can call or text the show, 402-464-5685. Watch us on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show, as always, is sponsored by Gaina Truckee. I have a text before we get into our main topic of a listener that was watching BTN last night and has come away concerned about Nebraska. How about that for a tease?
Okay.
RJ has texted in at 464-5685. He says, Jerry DiNardo tweet from Maryland yesterday. Kind of humbling if you're a Nebraska fan to hear Maryland is more talented, especially on the lines and linebackers. Here's Jerry DiNardo's, this is his tweet. And by the way, they have stopped so far at Nebraska, Northwestern, Illinois, Rutgers, and Maryland. That's your five stops so far for the BTN bus tour. Here is Jerry's tweet that got RJ all riled up. Bus tour stop number 5, Terps football. Most talented team so far. Offensive, defensive line, outside linebacker certainly separated from the previous stops we have seen.
Whoa.
Recruiting rankings matter. 2020 class ranked 6th in the Big Ten. 2021 class ranked 4th in the Big Ten. How about that? Jerry DiNardo, they see all the different teams. They're seeing them all in the span of a couple weeks here.
Whoa. So 7-6 last year were the Terps. And, I mean, we've talked about this, Jake. Pinstripe Bowl. I mean, Maryland beat Virginia Tech 54-10. And I'm I know I said it last time, but if Nebraska went to the Pinstripe Bowl and beat Virginia Tech 54-10, we would overreact in ways that would be probably mildly disturbing. Right?
Yes.
54-10 over Virginia Tech. That's what Maryland did. Oh, that's a great. That's, hey, RJ, thanks for pointing that out.
Okay.
Oh, God. That's.
Once again.
Sign of times.
The tweet from Jerry DiNardo, this is their fifth stop on the bus tour. It says that Nebraska, Northwestern, Illinois, Rutgers, and Maryland so far. Jerry says, stop number five, Maryland football, most talented team so far. Offensive and defensive line, outside linebacker certainly separated from all previous stops. Recruiting rankings matter. 2020 class ranked sixth in the Big Ten. 2021 class ranked fourth in the Big Ten. You know, people spend a lot of time dumping on Mike Locksley. They do. They say, oh, well, he sucked at New Mexico State. Yes, he did. Okay. I can't take that away from him. Okay. But guess what?
Guess what? What?
It's working for them to a certain
extent.
Oh,
how much is it working?
Okay, they're not going to win the East.
They were 3-6 last year in the Big Ten. I mean, okay, you want to hear some scores,
they're
Mr.
Not,
Mike
hey,
Locksley? It's working. Here's some scores for you.
Nebraska did
here's,
last year.
Here's some. Okay. Well, so it's working at Nebraska. Is that what you're saying?
What's Maryland's
too?
Expectations? All I'm saying. What's
oh, you saying? So it's okay for Maryland to suck, and you just say Locksley's a great coach.
I didn't say he's a great coach. I said he's not a horrible coach. He gets a lot of criticism for how bad he was at New Mexico State.
Oh my God! Are you serious right now?
Am I supposed to say he's a horrible coach? What am I supposed to say about
Mike
Locksley?
What was Locksley's record at New Mexico?
Why do I keep going? Stop going back there. It's a new. He's at a new stop.
Well,
I don't care what he was back
there.
You
just erase it?
No, but can he keep people improve in life? Can people get better? Oh he's telling that's
you do so many double standards. It's incredible.
How?
Because if it's a Nebraska guy, the conversation's way different with you. You'd say, oh, that's his record. That's his record. I mean, but if it's a guy at Maryland, you're like, guys get better in life?
Can guys not improve their record? He got a second chance. He's not going 2-30 anymore.
Iowa 51, Maryland 14. Iowa 51, Maryland 14. Ohio State 66, Maryland 17.
That's bad.
How about Minnesota 34? Maryland 14.
Well,
how about Penn State 31, Maryland 14. How about Michigan State 40, Maryland 21. How about Michigan 59, Maryland 19.
Well,
great coach.
They made a bowl game.
Yeah, way better than Nebraska.
They made a bowl game. What are we supposed to say about that? Yeah, they got blown out in those games. Absolutely.
God, you just one tweet and you go to the Mike Locksley. Mike Locksley's the rising coach in the nation.
I just think it's unfair for everybody to just look at his one stop he had where he was terrible and say that's who he is when right in front of you, yeah, he had some blowout losses last year.
I mean,
they made
the
a bowl game.
You're the guy who fired 2-9-3 coaches.
I didn't fire anybody.
Yeah, you did.
I did not fire anybody.
Yeah,
I don't
did.
Make those decisions.
But you were down with it.
You're going to tell me I was down with Frank Solich? I don't think so. I was 12 years old. You can't say that about
but
that.
You
That's
were
not
in,
fair.
But you were, in hindsight, you were. We had the discussion.
I was 12 years old. You
no,
can't
but,
put
but
that
when,
against me.
On our show 6 years ago, you were. Yeah, I mean, you had to let him go. I mean,
I don't know.
That's why these conversations are appalling to me. You fire a 9-3, but a guy who's 3-54 at New Mexico State, you'll dig your flag, you'll pull your flag in the ground for. Now, here's the thing: what's crazy about this conversation is, I think it's amazing what Locksley's doing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
give him some credit at least.
I do give him a lot of credit, and that is a scary tweet.
Yes.
That's a sign of the times tweet.
It's alarming is what it is.
It's a sign of the times. Well, it's either alarming. Okay.
How is that not alarming? He said by far the trenches, both sides, offensive line, defensive line, and outside linebacker are by far the most impressive so far.
I think it's sign of the times, and it's also if you put a team in the Big Ten East, they have to do this to survive. They have to fortify themselves, or they'll just get like what was happening last year. They just get whacked around every Saturday. So maybe Locksley's got him to a point now where They won't get whacked around. And I do give him credit for 7-6 and beating Virginia Tech 54-10. I give him big credit for that. Because that's not easy to do.
Well,
it's not easy to go to a bowl game and dominate a Power 5 opponent.
Also, think about this. And this is kind of on your side on lock scene, kind of not. Okay, you mentioned all those blowouts. He got blown out several times last year. Mm-hmm. However, he didn't lose the team, right?
Well, apparently
if
not.
If you're getting beat 66-17 to Ohio
that's
State.
That's a valid point.
Or getting blasted by Michigan or all these different blowouts. Or Iowa, 51-14. Remember that game. That was terrible. They got killed off the bat.
Yeah, he didn't lose them.
It's very easy to lose the faith of the team, to trust the team, and say, well, we're going to go 3-9 and that's who we are. They went to a bowl game. They blew out Virginia Tech. Never lost the team. Were there ugly losses? Absolutely. Absolutely there were ugly losses. But apparently they've got some talent going for them.
Yeah, they do. I was a little hard. Loxley was actually pretty good at New Mexico. He was 2-20.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Six.
Okay. Just keep bringing it up.
His record, Jake, his record as a head coach is 15-49.
What happens if, that's bad, what happens if he goes 8-4 this year? What do we say? That was a lucky year?
No. If they go 8-4.
Do you start giving him some credit then?
Yes.
And say, okay, maybe it just was a terrible tenure.
Okay,
you know, by the way, he went to Alabama right after that and righted himself.
Okay, now, well, yeah.
He got some guidance from Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is scary? So what's Jerry saying? It's their outside linebacker and their defensive line, their front seven. This will be the third time.
Yeah, well, it's important because it's alarming. It stands out.
Go ahead.
This is from RJ tweeted this. This is from Jerry DiNardo. Bus tour stop number 5, Maryland football. Most talented team so far of Nebraska, Illinois, Northwestern, Rutgers, Maryland. Offensive and defensive line, outside linebacker, certainly separated from previous stops. Recruiting rankings matter.
Okay, then add to that. Okay, I'm doing that thing where I read right out of Lindy's, right? The Terps are ridiculously deep in big play receivers. So add that to that.
Rakeem Jarrett, right? Garrett?
Rakeem Jarrett.
Rakeem Jarrett.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jacob Copeland.
Okay. Don't know that name.
Well, and they got Talia. So they have a ridiculously deep receivers core with one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Eh? There you go. Loxley, according to Lindy's, Loxley and Tagovailoa have raised the bar in the past 2 years. Yeah. Loxley and Talia have raised the bar in the past 2 years, but the Big Ten East is unforgiving. That's right. There's hope anytime Talia has the ball. He and the offense can again pile up points, but unless the defense improves, it might not matter. That's the overview. Now, oh yeah, we're talking a lot about Maryland, but that is fascinating what Jerry said. I got to tell you, RJ, that is – God, that's – you know what that is this morning to Nebraska fans and to you and to me? That's a cold slap in the face.
Yeah, I just got slapped hard.
Yeah, that's a cold slap.
That's why I had to
That's where we are in this world.
That.
That's where we are in this world, Jake.
Nebraska is not as talented as Maryland is.
Oh, don't tell me that. Is he just talking about defense? And even if he were, he's talking about Nebraska's strongest position on defense, outside linebacker.
And, yeah.
Right?
Exactly. He said that was clearly...
They're more talented at outside linebacker than Nebraska?
That's what the tweet said.
It's now we have to allow for the possibility that Jerry's just wrong.
Well, think about it. He tweeted this also. This is his last tweet from Maryland yesterday. Jerry DiNardo, who we had on the show last week. He says, Terps football, they have the pieces to be explosive on offense. Season might come down to continued defensive improvement, but they still are better at defensive line and outside linebacker than Nebraska.
That really surprises me because Nebraska is very strong at outside linebacker. Not just O'Shawn Mathis and Garrett Nelson, Jamari Butler and Blaze Gunnarsson, Caleb Tanner. I mean, Jake, I don't know what to say about that, except it is a sign of the times a bit in college football where there's a big pack of teams after the top. I don't know, what would you say, four or five? I can't go much more than four to be, right? It's Alabama and it's Ohio State and it's Georgia and it's Clemson. And then what?
I can't put Notre Dame up there.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can't. They're not. I mean,
you can't put Oklahoma up there.
Can't put Michigan up there either.
You can't put Oklahoma there.
Or
right
Michigan.
Now. Uh-uh. There's four. So after that four, just a big group, and yep. Maryland's in it, and Nebraska's in it, and Maryland's a little more talented than Nebraska. Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. But you know, you also know that if Nebraska were to go to Maryland and play, we would be very concerned.
And this is a team that a couple years ago beat them 54-7.
Slapped them.
Slapped Maryland around. You were there.
Yeah.
You got told to put your umbrella down on the field. Mm-hmm. Okay. This obviously has ruffled the feathers of some listeners, some texters, so let's read some response to this.
I imagine it has.
On the Sauter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. People are going to defend Nebraska in this one. Dakota, he saw one practice. Don't read too much into it.
Okay. It's true.
He saw one Nebraska practice, too.
Right. It's just one practice. I don't know, though. Dakota, here's the thing. Jake, stop on Dakota.
Yep.
If you watch one entire practice, so you're there, if you're there for 2 hours, you absolutely can learn a lot about a team. 2 hours. 2 hours of watching only that team. You get a good sense of it. Not perfect. It's just one practice. It might be an off day. It might be an incredible day. But you do get a sense of the talent level. So that's what I'd say. 2 hours is 2 hours. You get a lot of time. Okay.
Okay, here's one that is defending Nebraska here.
Okay.
This has been mostly the defense instead of attacking Nebraska.
Good.
Text line. This is Dexter unnamed here. I wouldn't put too much faith in that comment. He said himself he focused on quarterbacks and offensive line while visiting Lincoln.
He did. He focused on offense and special teams.
He did say that the line looked far better at Maryland than it is at Nebraska, which yeah. I guess is not a huge surprise. We know the line is a question mark for Nebraska.
That's a good point. He did. Jerry did spend a lot of time watching offense and special teams, quarterback play specifically at Nebraska. Why? Because he knows if Nebraska is going to turn the tide in close games, it better be better at quarterback and better at special teams. Keep going. What else?
Here's two texts from Doc. I'll read back to back. Doc, D-O-C-K, Doc, our Doc. Nebraska is very strong at outside linebacker compared to last year's team, but obviously not compared to the rest of the conference, which is what they should be compared to. I'll trust Jerry's opinion more because he actually gets outside of the Nebraska bubble and sees every other team.
I mean, there's a lot of value in that. I wish I could go to other camps. I've always wished that because you would get a much better idea of what's going on. We are. Pretty myopic here. We see now, Doc, in being as myopic as we are, we also know all the flaws, all the warts, and we obsess over them, right? We obsess over them. So it kind of, I guess I'm saying it runs both ways a little bit. We are pretty hard on our team because we know it so well. Go ahead.
Wet Blanket has chimed in. Because of course he has. Wet Blanket. So pointing out Mike Locksley's objective performance from 6 years ago makes a good argument. But if I point out Caleb Tanner's objective performance from last season, that's my shtick. Another day of consistency from Steve Sipple.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't, though, but I will stand by my statement of you just can't erase a record. Yeah, people evolve for sure.
What do you do with Scott Frost, 13-0? You don't
erase
it.
Would you just erase it?
But no, but he's not that coach anymore.
Well, I guess it works that way too. He is that coach, though. You can't say he didn't do that.
He did. Oh, he
just
did.
Like you
he
can't
did.
Say he Locksley didn't do that.
One person is overcoming their failures, and one's not. I guess building on their success.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of sloppy, but
yeah,
I tried.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's
quit
some more.
While you're behind.
Michael in Carolina says, "A cold slap indeed." Look at the past 2 years recruiting. Maryland has beat us, had us beat in 21, and we're two spots above in 20. But we all know what happened to that class.
Yeah, it's a cold. Yeah, I regard this as a cold slap. Jerry DiNardo. Okay, Jake. Jerry DiNardo has nothing against Nebraska.
There's no
record of him having any ill will toward Nebraska. That is a completely objective tweet he made about Maryland having the most talent of any team
so far
that he's seen on the BTN tour. That includes Nebraska, unless he just forgot about Nebraska.
That was his first stop.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say cold slap because Jerry is objective. And you know what else Jerry doesn't do? He's not a younger guy who knows that would rile up fans and build his Twitter following. You think Jerry's worried about his
No.
You think Jerry DiNardo at age 65 is worried about his Twitter following?
My Twitter presence. So.
Yeah.
No. No, I don't think he does.
You think he's seeking attention?
No.
No. He's an older guy.
Here's some more response to the tweets from DiNardo about Maryland being more talented than everyone so far, including Nebraska, that he's seen. Matt G., it's only one practice. They see one.
Right.
Sheila, one person's opinion. Shut up, Jerry.
That's a cold slap. Yeah, Sheila took it hard.
That's how you take it there.
Yeah.
Byron says, Jerry is delusional. Maybe it's skill players. No way they have a better defensive line. Why not? Have you seen their defensive line?
Well, the scores last year.
Byron, have you watched them?
Well, the scores last year would indicate something's wrong on defense, right?
I mean, they also
went
7-6.
Yeah, their defense though was 99th nationally in pass against the pass, 70th against the run. I guess that's okay, right? And it was
you got to a bowl game.
They allowed 31 points a game.
Who did they beat? Who'd they beat in their schedule to get to the bowl game?
Well, they beat. I mean, they beat West Virginia.
That's a good win.
Yeah. They beat Howard.
Okay, that's nothing.
They won at Illinois. Illinois.
Good win.
They won at Illinois.
Solid win.
They
beat
Kent State.
Okay.
Okay, they were 4-0 then. Okay. Then they went to Iowa and got
whomped. Got slapped at Iowa.
51-14.
I do recall.
That was at Maryland.
That was a Friday night game. That was a Friday night.
That was at Maryland.
It was a Friday night game.
It was.
People were Jackson.
And
Maryland real?
I think Talia threw four picks that night.
Is Maryland real? No, they were not real at all.
Then they went to Ohio State and got sandblasted
66-17. Okay.
Then they lost to Minnesota 34-16. They beat Indiana 38-35, which is nothing.
Okay. Five wins.
Lost to Penn State 31-14. Lost to Michigan State 40-21. Lost to Michigan 59-18. Beat Rutgers 40-16, which I do not thumb my nose at. Yeah, it's a
solid
good
win.
And then, as
that
you
was
said,
to get to a bowl game.
Yeah, and as you said, he didn't lose them. They didn't lose them.
They had three straight terrible losses, you said, in there, and they bounced back and beat Indiana. Close, but they won.
Uh-huh.
A bad Indiana team.
But they closed with a 40-16 win against Rutgers and a 54-10 win against Virginia Tech. And that is nothing to sneeze at. And so, in that context, you beat Rutgers on the road, by the way, 40-16.
To get to a bowl game.
Yeah, and you beat a Power 5 opponent in a bowl game 54-10. You probably do have some talent. You got to have some talent. That's not a that's not just a plucky little team that can beat Virginia Tech 54-10. You have to have some dudes.
Now, people are saying to defend Virginia Tech, they were going through a coaching change.
Yeah.
54-10.
Sometimes that helps a team.
Right. Exactly. That could help a team. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Fight hard for the new coach or the interim coach. Couple more before we get to a break. Sean Callahan, pig farmer of Waverly, said, "It's not every day I see a pig lose its appetite, but Jerry's comments about Maryland just made several pigs walk away from their breakfast."
Richard chimes in.
Oh, hello, Richard.
Yeah. When DiNardo is at practice, he knows what it's supposed to look like. Unlike you media guys.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. Well, it's true. I mean, Jerry was to enhance Jerry's profile in the listener's eyes. Jerry was a head coach at three separate Division I institutions, LSU, Indiana, and Vandy. You can say what you want about Jerry DiNardo, the people who criticize him. Three different institutions hired him as a head coach, okay?
Yeah.
He convinced three separate university chancellors and ADs to hire him. I mean, he's got something, right? He's got something.
That's the story of the show so far.
Well, it's really interesting.
Yeah, we had a lot of
I'm glad you. Thank you, RJ.
That was RJ pointed that out.
It's fascinating.
You just made the incredible first segment, RJ. Thank you.
Well,
we got cold slapped in the face.
We did.
By something I didn't see last night. And that just stops you where you're at.
And I'll tell you one thing. That's a lot more interesting. Yeah, it's a lot more interesting to me than TV deals.
Well, thank you to RJ for helping.
Yeah. Jake, I'm saying cold slap.
I don't have a better description than that. It's upsetting, kind of, right?
Well, it tells you where you are in the world. Sometimes that's not
like,
pretty.
Did that just sour your Kool-Aid a little bit? If you're out there drinking, Bob,
it
Husker
does.
Bob, is your Kool-Aid soured by Jerry DiNardo saying that Maryland's more talented than you are? Clearly?
In a sense, though, why would we be surprised? We know Nebraska, if they're going to... Okay, I'll tell you on the other end why it kind of makes sense, okay?
Sean Callahan is next.
Oh, yeah.
Until 7.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you why Jerry's comments make sense at 7.
Sean Callahan next, an early break in the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.